Jessica, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Where's the Fourth Ward at?
The Fourth Ward is essentially the northwest part of Lansing. It kind of runs along the river up to the north city limit and west city limit, and then ends south sort of around the Colonial Village area.
Well, I have learned more about marijuana in the last year than I have in all my other days. It's a pretty hot topic, and the city council decided they weren't sure how they were going to deal with this on a permanent nature, but at least you figured out what you were going to do, at least until July. Talk about the vote from last night.
Well, last night we heard again. We had a public hearing on a proposed moratorium on dispensaries, which are commercially operated facilities. We already put some regulations in place for home-based facilities a few months ago, and it seems that the council really wanted more time, from what I can tell, to determine the regulations for commercial facilities, and a number of commercial facilities have, I think that as of last Monday, there were 17. And you know what's really interesting is that if the idea of the moratorium was to limit the number of dispensaries while we're crafting our regulations, I don't think it worked, because as of last night, we had almost 70 registered dispensaries on record before the moratorium was enacted. So if anything, it seems like the moratorium may have actually accelerated the opening of new facilities.
Because they felt they better get it done now because they could see what was coming.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, as I've processed and thought through all of the ramifications, some of them may not have taken the time that they really need to think through what they're doing before they... And, you know, a lot of them, what they did was came last night and gave us a name and an address. And so that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to open their doors for business tomorrow, I don't think. But it's interesting. And I almost wonder if it was a political statement of the people to come and say, we think this is okay. Maybe you didn't hear us when we voted, but we think it's okay. I mean, it was just, the whole thing was very interesting. Go ahead.
Jessica, do you think the city of Lansing needs 70 of these facilities?
I said to someone last night, it'll be interesting to see if the demand, you know, will sustain this number of facilities.
I guess
competition, the ones that, you know, maybe don't serve their customers as well, if the more marginal ones won't survive.
I guess I didn't realize that so many people use medical marijuana.
I was thinking about that as well, and I was wondering if now that it is medically available, if there are, I was sort of curious if there are people who are trying it for their medical problems, but only didn't before because it wasn't available, and if they're finding relief, and so that's increasing the demand. I'm doing a lot of research as we go along on this myself, and I'm really interested to know, as a policy-making body, you know, it is quite true that we do have the ability to make this medication more available or less available by how we, by what kinds of local ordinances and regulations we provide. Is it our job to do that? Do we have any sort of public health responsibility to make it more or less available? If the people have voted that they want it to be available, it, you know, the whole thing, it's fascinating. It really is.
Jessica, of these 67 businesses that are in the Lansing city limits, how many of those are the type of facility where people can come in and medicate and socialize, if you will?
You know, that I think that would be compared to, I think that's the Compassionate Care Club. and I am not exactly certain of the number of that type of facility, but I don't think it is the predominant type of facility.
Well, I think you're right. It is very interesting. The people did vote that medical marijuana should be legal. They did vote that these businesses could operate. And I find it interesting how you say at this meeting the people who came and spoke overwhelmingly support these businesses.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing that was interesting is there was actually a lot of support for the moratorium on the part of your, you know, everyday citizens as well as, you know, it's actually interesting. Most of the people who were at the public hearing last night either have, most of them have a facility of some sort. And they supported the moratorium because I think, I'm not exactly sure why, but I think, it, you know, they thought, well, limit competition, that's good for me. I have a business. Sure, tell no one else to come in. You know, they don't mind. I didn't see a lot of residents coming down. We did get a few letters from people saying, I don't think you should interfere with this, and others saying, we do need some regulation because there are some businesses that aren't being operated responsibly. So, you know, through the written communication, we heard some of both sides of that.
And Jessica, I think one thing that I've learned and that some of our listeners have told me they have learned is that you really have to strongly consider that it's just not about the pot. It's not about the buzz. It is medicine, and there are lots of other medicines where you get a buzz, and it's just something that we have to kind of bring into the forefront when we think about how we medicate.
Yeah, it comes down to how and do you judge people, quite honestly. Do you judge people for using a form of medication that was previously illegal, an illegal substance that is now a legal substance? And I stated at the meeting last night, none of us are kidding ourselves here that there are some people who are legitimately using these facilities to obtain medication, and there are some people who I'm sure who are obtaining prescriptions and obtaining medical marijuana for more of an enjoyment purpose. And I think we've probably all known people in our lives who, on a semi-regular basis, use medical marijuana, or just use marijuana in general, who are functional adults, who take care of their families, who have good jobs, who start and run companies, who are responsible citizens, and they did this, you know, they took part in this, you know, illegal substance, you know, under the radar, but it didn't affect their ability to function like anyone else would, you know? So there are people who are out there getting prescriptions, I think, merely because they want to have access, not because they have any specific medical need. And there are others who do have a medical need.
Jessica, before I get to my next guest, one final question for you. There are some folks who said that this moratorium, which will last until July, would give existing businesses an unfair advantage and head start and perhaps allow them to monopolize the business. How do you address that concern?
I was concerned about that as well until we have so many new businesses register. I think with that many out there and the ability for all those businesses to open within the next 6 months, I think the ones that are already open, I think with the process we used and the steps that we took, I don't think there will be an intense limiting of competition from what I can see.
All right, Jessica Yorko is a Lansing City Council member. Thanks so much, Jessica. Appreciate your insight.